This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Herpanosine Skin Support. Your skin is your largest organ. Treating and preventing serious, unsightly, and at times painful skin problems must be done from the inside. That's why for over 28 years, people worldwide have experienced safe and positive results with the award-winning vitamin formula Herpanosine Skin Support. Herpanosine utilizes the finest quality gluten-free non-GMO vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, as well as antioxidants. 11 powerful and proven ingredients which work together synergistically to support skin health from the inside out where it counts. It's manufactured in an FDA-licensed facility, and it's backed by science. Healthy skin starts from within. Get Herpanosine Skin Support online at diamondformulas.com or by calling 888-467-4200. Use the coupon code Hoffman for free shipping at diamondformulas.com or call 888-467-4200. Herpanosine Skin Support.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can take part in the program. You can call us by dialing 877-726-8255. Hey, people don't dial anymore. They just punch it out, right? So it's 877-726-TALK. That's the number that you need to call to be part of the program and pose your questions. And we got lots to talk about today. A little later this hour, we're going to talk about nicotinamide riboside, which I have dubbed the supplement of the decade. But first, before we take calls and before we talk about nicotinamide riboside, this I consider the duh story of the week. Or actually, you know, let me up the ante a little bit. The duh story of the month. No, maybe this is the duh story of the year. Yeah, I would really call this the duh story of the decade. Because if you see a headline that says, heavily processed foods cause overeating and weight gain, you'd hardly be surprised. And yet this was the subject of a study. And you might say, why, oh, why would they bother studying such an obvious proposition? It's a little bit like doing a double-blind placebo-controlled trial of, do parachutes save lives? You know, I don't think they would have a control group without parachutes dropped off a 10-story building versus a group with parachutes, and then they would see, is there really a difference? I mean, we seem to, there seems to be a difference, but we really got to do a study on this. Well, interesting study, and they actually say that this is the first time that they have actually demonstrated this. Now, why should they bother doing a study? Well, there's lots and lots of correlation studies that suggest that people who eat a lot of junk foods gain a lot of weight, they're fat, they have diabetes, they have metabolic syndrome. But typically, people who eat the most ultra-processed foods are in lower socioeconomic brackets. Maybe that has something to do with their health outcomes. They tend to smoke more, they exercise less, they engage in other unhealthy behaviors. And so it's kind of hard to separate out the effects of the ultra-processed foods versus all the other bad stuff that the people are doing. Is it cause? Is it effect? Is it merely a correlation? Okay, so what they did is they did a very pure experiment. They took 20 individuals, and they locked them up in a metabolic ward so they couldn't sneak in any food, and they observed every meal that they took. And they divided the group into two halves. One group got heavily processed foods. Another group got unprocessed foods. And lo and behold, what they discovered, not very surprisingly, is that the folks consuming an ultra-processed diet consumed about 500 extra calories a day, which resulted in an average of 2 pounds of weight gain in just 2 weeks. By contrast, the people on the unprocessed diet ended up losing a couple of pounds. And so the study compared these two diets. And what's kind of surprising is there's an article in the New York Times about this by Anahad O'Connor, and they precisely list the types of meals that each group got. And there's some surprises here, because what you may think of as a very, very processed diet would be something that's laden with junk food and candy. And no, actually, it was kind of a reasonable facsimile of what a lot of people consume. In the processed food group, here's what a typical processed food breakfast was: a croissant with turkey sausage, some sweetened blueberry yogurt, which a lot of people consider healthy, but it's full of sugar, and also some Nutrisource fiber. That seems relatively healthy. What was the whole breakfast? Well, the whole breakfast was scrambled eggs with hash brown potatoes. This wasn't by any means a very low-carb diet. It wasn't a keto diet, so people got carbohydrates. They also had a processed lunch. The processed lunch was a typical turkey and cheese sandwich with a side of refried beans and sour cream, and then some diet lemonade. They didn't even give sweetened sugar-laden beverages to these people. They gave them diet drinks. And the diet drinks actually seemed to be associated with weight gain in these people on the processed diet. A whole lunch was a big salad with grilled chicken breast, but did include a baked sweet potato and some corn. That's a fairly high-carb offering. And so, you know, what was surprising is how relatively not so bad the processed food diet was, and how pretty mainstream and conservative the unprocessed diet was. It just consisted of natural foods. The rules of the game, they actually tried to match the amount of carbohydrates, sugars, fiber, calories, and fat in the two diets. But what happened was, with the processed food that was artificially flavored, that was spiked with chemicals and preservatives, and was made ultra tangy and delicious, this got people to eat 500 more calories per day. And also, something about these types of diets, the people ate faster, consumed more food more quickly when they were on the processed diet. And they also had a suppression of some of the hormones that govern hunger in the unprocessed diet. In other words, less cravings for food. And in the processed diet, there was an increase in hunger hormones. So, pretty interesting study, and it all goes to prove that when it comes to diets, make your food natural, whole, unprocessed, and even if you're having carbs, make them unprocessed carbs. Have natural baked potatoes, natural sweet potatoes, and not instant mashed potatoes, French fries, or artificial fast food. These are the foods that are prompting the epidemic of weight gain in America. And by the way, the study's got to have tremendous implications for our food policies, because the food industry is thinking up ever more ways to make tasty, delectable, easy to prepare processed food. And oh, by the way, that food is cheaper. It turns out that the food offerings on the unprocessed side were about 40% more expensive to buy and prepare than the processed food. So a big obstacle for people who are on limited budgets. They're going to gravitate towards processed food, where they get more bang for their buck. Our number is 877-726-8255, and we're going to take some of your phone calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it. You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And our number, 877-726-8255. Join me. Call us, as did Forrest in Colorado. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I was in the hospital recently, and I was on a, going in, I was on a fairly strict ketogenic diet, and including adding MCT oil to my coffee and this mm-hmm. and that.
But it landed you in the hospital?
No, I was in for rectal bleeding, and so they had to repair the, you know, colonoscopy and sigmoid or whatever. And but the thing is, you know, they say, well, we're concerned about your blood sugar. I mean, it's glucose too low.
You know, too low?
Yeah.
Well, what's said, too low? What was too low? Do you have a number?
I think he might have mentioned like in the 60s or something.
Yeah, anyway. You know, that's ridiculous, because I guess they're so used to seeing people with very high blood sugars, you know, 90, 100, 110. They think that that's normal, but it's actually optimal on a ketogenic diet to get your blood sugar relatively low. And the lower your blood sugar is, you know, unless you're experiencing a profound hypoglycemia and you're not getting enough sugar to your brain, or you're not, well, actually, sugar is not material to this, because you're actually using ketones to fuel your brain. So that would be a normal consequence of either starvation, or you can mimic starvation by being on a ketogenic diet. They just don't get it. They just don't get it in that hospital.
That's what I thought. And I asked, well, can you do a keto test to see how I'm doing there? Something, you know, because I explained to them I was on a ketogenic diet.
And what was the purpose of the ketogenic diet? What are you trying to achieve?
Well, I'm gradually reducing my my big belly. Let's make it short.
Okay, so you're trying to lose weight. Have you been successful on the ketogenic diet at losing weight?
Gradually, losing fat. That's what I want, not just
Great.
Weight, because I want
Great.
To keep my muscle. And so,
do you have diabetes or any other health problems? High blood pressure, cardiovascular
high
risk.
High blood pressure. That's the thing, and I'm working on that too. Mm-hmm. So it seems to be gradually working, and I've been keeping, you know, getting fanatic on keeping track of my blood pressure, and. So you're on the right track.
You know, I wouldn't let the doctors discourage you because your blood sugar is too low. That's just normal on a ketogenic diet, and they may have spotted that and said, "Oh, what's going on with this guy? That's abnormal, because here's this guy who looks like he's kind of overweight, and he should have high blood sugars, and he had low blood sugars." But it's precisely because you're on the ketogenic diet that you're controlling your blood sugar, bringing it down, then you're burning fat, and you can optimize everything. You can reduce your risk for you know, a myriad of diseases and certainly reduce your cardiovascular risk by doing that. So I commend you. I think you're on the right track. Stick to your guns.
A secondary question is where are we in these days? I mean, I was in a reputable hospital, very good hospital, and it just seems like, you know, they had the type of foods on the menu that you were talking about earlier, and it was nothing to eat. I mean,
really. I know. It is a shame. It is really a national tragedy, the kinds of foods that they give to patients in hospital. Number one, people are sick. They don't need that type of food. Number two, it's a very poor example because you go to the hospital and you think, well, this is like the bastion of high-tech medicine, and they can do all these marvelous things, and then they, you know, sell their hospital dispensary to some fast food purveyor for just some dollars, and you know, then you get basically really poor quality food, even in some of the best hospitals. So that I think is something that really needs to change. Thanks for pointing that out. All right, this item, you know, speaking of good quality food, you know, we're talking about the processed food diet. Well, the antithesis of processed food is fresh pressed olive oil, and it's at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's harvested. That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm an inveterate subscriber, and now as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil. It's normally $39, but for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else, you can get a free sample. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They're far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils that I've ever tasted. And their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. And they make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. So here's an opportunity you can taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for just $1 with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. And in my case, that is no hyperbole. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. All right. This item has to do with the effects of air pollution. We think of air pollution as being bad for the lungs, you know, inhale the stuff, it messes up your lungs, you cough, your eyes burn. But a new study suggests that air pollution may be damaging, quote, every organ in the body. The World Health Organization points out that more than 90% of the global population is enduring toxic outdoor air, and the impact is not just on your lungs, it's on your heart. There's actually evidence that people who live near intersections have an increased incidence of heart disease. Also on your brain, because that particulate matter gets into your bloodstream, it crosses the blood-brain barrier, and lo and behold, we have an epidemic of neurodegenerative diseases caused by all that toxic junk. So whether or not you buy into climate change, global warming, we need to preserve the quality of our environment. And there's so many which ways, air pollution to drinking water to pesticides, that we're damaging the environment. And that can, according to the study, damage, quote, every organ in the body. It's a real crisis. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. For questions and calls on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 to get in on the action. In just a few moments, we're going to do a little special feature on the subject of nicotinamide riboside. I know a lot of you have questions about True Niagen, which is the brand name of the nicotinamide riboside that I recommend. We're going to have an expert on to talk about that. But first, this, a study of studies shows that most studies are wrong. This is an interesting little study. It's actually a pretty big study because they reviewed 93 studies, 93 randomized clinical trials, and they weren't in little funky journals. They were in six what are called high-impact journals, things like New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, American Heart Association Journal, Lancet. And the title of this study, listen up, Level and Prevalence of Spin in Published Cardiovascular Randomized Clinical Trial Reports with Statistically Non-Significant Primary Outcomes, a Systematic Review. Okay, so what they're saying here, these are studies of cardiovascular drugs, mostly. You know, you see the ads, if you take this drug, 50% less heart disease. It could be a statin drug, for example. Or if you take this medication, you have a 38% reduced chance of having a stroke. That sounds pretty good. I'll take that. But what they're saying is that there is statistical manipulation. And there was positive spin in 50, by the way, positive spin means they say it works better than it does. Negative spin means they say, well, it doesn't work as well. But a positive spin, you put a positive spin on a result. You know, the result isn't so good, but you can actually put a positive spin on it. They found that in 57% of abstracts and 67% of main texts of the published articles. So actually, the majority of articles had positive spin to promote whatever proposition they were investigating, usually a drug. So here's how they define spin. Spin is defined as the manipulation of language to potentially mislead readers from the likely truth of the results. So they did a very, very detailed analysis. They actually looked at the studies, which mostly doctors don't do because doctors don't have time. They just, well, the results are good. Well, I'm going to use this drug. But if you take the time to really drill down and look very carefully at the tedious statistics that underlie their conclusion, the statistics do not substantiate their claims. 57% in the abstract, 67% in the main text of the published articles. So there you have it. Study of studies shows that most studies, the majority of studies, include fake news about the benefits of drugs. And that is a very discouraging finding. 877-726-8255. We'll be right back. And when we return, we're going to talk a little bit about nicotinamide riboside, a supplement that I've dubbed the supplement of the decade. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Love the blooming flowers and trees, but challenged by the pollen? Help ease seasonal issues like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes by supporting a healthy immune response right at the source, your digestive tract. Your immune system and digestive tract are completely integrated systems in your body. If your immune system views pollen as a dangerous invader, it can incite all those unpleasant sensitivities. Over 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, and they all depend on a healthy probiotic population to stay in balance and function at their peak. Dr. Fred Pescatore, a New York City physician and best-selling author on allergies, names Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal sensitivities. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, backed by over 35 years of research, is the help your immune system needs. Try it for yourself and enjoy the outdoors again. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients. Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, every year I make up a list of what I consider the supplements of the year. Let me up the ante by sharing with you that I have now dubbed nicotinamide riboside the supplement of the decade. I think it has tremendous potential. It is highly innovative. And with us to discuss the science behind nicotinamide riboside, brand name True Niagen, is Dr. Matthew Roberts. He's Chief Scientific Officer and Senior Vice President of Innovation at Chromadex, the makers of my preferred brand of nicotinamide riboside, True Niagen. Dr. Roberts, a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
Well, hello, Dr. Hoffman, and I really appreciate the invitation to come and speak to you today and to your audience, and I look forward to also getting energized around nicotinamide riboside and cellular health.
Okay, indeed. Well, you know, it boils down to a substance called NAD. So tell us a little bit about the science behind that and how True Niagen can impact NAD levels.
Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks. I like to start off by saying that we start to understand that mitochondrial health or mitochondrial function is really critical for healthy aging and for a healthy life in general. And so to get to your question, then one of the mitochondria's principal functions is to generate energy to do work in the cell or the tissue or the body. And there's a bioenergetic cycle. There's a number of biochemistry cycles that help our bodies to generate, to convert basically fuel and diet into energy. And a central molecule in those pathways is NAD. NAD is both an electron donor as well as a hydrogen acceptor. So it's part of the electron transport chain, which generates at the end ATP, which does the work in the cell. But it's also a bit of an energy reserve. It can also act as a bit of a battery so that you flow electrons, you deliver energy to the cell to do the work at the right time, at the right place, for the right reason. So, and then on top of that, what is emerging is that NAD is also a sensor, so that your cell and your tissues are monitoring NAD levels, and they're reacting differently when the levels are high or low. So NAD becomes this very, very critical molecule for mitochondrial health. One, to generate energy. Two, to act as an energy reserve. And three, as a sensor for how well things are going in the cell.
And now, there have been studies on ordinary vitamin B3, which is relatively cheap. You can buy niacinamide, or sometimes referred to as nicotinamide, vitamin B3 in the generic health food store, and it'll cost you a few bucks for a bottle of that. But that's not the most efficient way to boost NAD, is it?
That's correct, and that's one of the reasons we're so excited about the science and technology behind nicotinamide riboside. But the vitamin B3s have been known to be NAD precursors. But when taken in certain doses or at certain levels, they can cause some negative reactions, some flushing, some,
yep,
some side effects.
The niacin flush, so-called. Yeah.
There you go. well-known to doctors like yourself and healthcare practitioners. Whereas nicotinamide riboside doesn't seem to have any of those negative effects. So one is we think it's a better NAD precursor, but we also, there's a number of preclinical studies in vitro studies that would indicate that it's also more efficient. It can get into the cells better, and can more efficiently on a molecule per molecule basis generate NAD. So
there are actually studies that show that in humans, not lab rats, that it actually raises NAD levels. It is bioavailable and also in an amount that is attainable, because you may say, well, what the studies show, you have to take 14 pills per day. That'll cost you, $800 a month. No, actually, a capsule or two of True Niagen. I use the True Niagen Pro, which I believe is 300 milligrams. Which is the highest potency available. I personally take two a day, and I recommend that to many of my patients.
Yeah, that's right. True Niagen Pro is our product, really aimed for folks like yourself, healthcare practitioners who might take it themselves, also might be recommending that to patients or consumers at large. It's a 300 milligram single capsule, as you indicate, whereas our other bottle has 150 milligram capsules.
Maybe more for maintenance, a little bit of a better price point, but for general maintenance, maybe for people who have more serious problems or want to optimize to a higher level, they might take the 300 twice daily.
Correct. And we have completed a human clinical trial. You'd asked about human clinical trials. So we've just recently completed a human clinical trial. It's about 140 patients. We're going to be publishing that soon. It's in the publication process right now, but it's probably the largest study, I would say, that looks at kind of dose response and for NAD levels. And we see a nice dose dependent response, and we've studied that up to 1,000 milligrams in that study. Other people have studied it in human trials at higher levels. But in this large study, we're able to demonstrate that efficiency that you see in all the preclinical work in humans, and also there's no sort of adverse effects or any side effects that we can observe.
Now, as you age, your NAD declines. That's just a fact of life. Your energy production capabilities are reduced. What are some of the things that might be impaired if you have low levels of NAD?
Yeah, so you're right to point that out with aging. So, and I'll say that not only is the NAD level affected, but that entire pathway that we talked about earlier is also becomes more dysfunctional or less efficient with age. So what happens? Well, it's all the things that probably your listeners would commonly observe with aging. Everything from the skin becoming less elastic or having various cosmetic effects. Things like tissues often stiffening. So our arterial walls, for example, would kind of stiffen over age. A number of tissue effects like that are commonly known to be associated with aging at their origin or have a significant origin in mitochondrial function, delivering the right energy at the right time for the right purpose in the cell.
The two organs that are the most mitochondrially dependent or energy dependent are the heart and the brain. They really use up tremendous amounts of energy relative to, say, the toenails, skin surface. So theoretically, supporting NAD should have a supportive function for, in particular, those organs, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Dr. Hoffman. We have an external research program, and we've done over 165 research studies and collaborations now. We have over 100 peer-reviewed publications that come out of there. And to your point, what we start to see is an emerging disproportionate amount of that science that looks at either neuronal health or cardiac tissue or cardiac or cardiovascular health in general. I'd point you and your listeners to a recent paper out of King's College. It was in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, so it's a fairly high impact factor journal, where when the heart muscle is under stress in a preclinical model, that supplementation with an NAD booster, in this case it was ours, nicotinamide riboside, was able to stabilize the mitochondrial bioenergetics, was able to improve tissue health, and at the end also had a physiological output. It made the heart, it essentially rescued the heart to normal physiological function in the mouse model. The group also has some early human clinical data, and as I understand it, they're going to continue that work into a full human clinical trial.
Well, so there's tremendous scientific interest in this substance. I think a lot of researchers are clamoring for access to some of your materials so that they can actually test it out. It sounds like there's a lot of studies in the pipeline.
Yeah, that's right. And we called our external research or MTA program, so we can manufacture nicotinamide riboside at scale and under cGMP conditions and even pharmaceutical conditions for anyone who wants to study nicotinamide riboside supplementation for all the benefits that we've talked about. And that's what's really been generating the 165 collaborations, the 100 peer-reviewed publications that we talked about. And I would love it if any of your listeners are active researchers or interested in doing clinical research. They can definitely contact us because we'd like to continue to deepen those ties with anyone doing research in mitochondrial health.
Great. There's another aspect to this, and it has to do with something called the sirtuin pathway. And that's a pathway that some people are familiar with, you know, the French paradox, resveratrol, that may mimic fasting or intermittent fasting, caloric restriction. Can you speak to that benefit of nicotinamide riboside?
Yeah, and I know if you look in the academic literature, there is some debate over the role of sirtuins. I think the net conclusion is that they're very important. They're important cellular and whole body regulator of important functions. Exactly how they act. There's several sirtuins, and they seem to act very differently at different times in life and at different tissues. So we probably don't have time to cover all of that. What we do know is, like we talked about the vitamin B3s and that comparison, is unlike the other precursors, that the nicotinamide riboside does seem to have an effect on sirtuins, and so kind of fits into that overall academic debate of what do sirtuins mean. Our net conclusion, though, is however you think of sirtuins, nicotinamide riboside continues to be this very efficient and effective NAD booster.
You know, what interests me as an amateur athlete and triathlete is the potential for nicotinamide riboside to potentially improve athletic performance or to forestall the decline in endurance and recovery that occurs with aging. Is there any evidence to speak to that?
You know, there have been a couple of studies, very small, probably, let's say some very small human clinical trials which speak to that. I think a lot more work needs to be done. What is consistent, though, is as we see NAD levels boosted, there is a common reporting by human subjects that they feel more energetic. And then consistent with what we know about how it affects muscle tissue and other tissues that would be required for human performance, we think that would be consistent. We think that a human performance advantage is a clear, would clearly be a benefit. With that said, we think there's a little bit more clinical research that needs to be done. Very interesting, and I don't know if this turns it in a different direction, but one of the original, Charlie Brenner is on our scientific advisory board, and he is...
We have 30 seconds.
Got it. Anyway, there's some interesting postpartum effects in early rodent pups that do show kind of faster, better, stronger effect in our supplementation.
So alleviating postpartum fatigue. That is extremely exciting. Can you give us a heads up where people can learn more about True Niagen? Are the research reports listed or published somewhere?
Yeah, they can go to chromadex.com. We have also an aboutnad.com, and they can go there and find a lot more scientific research.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Dr. Matthew Roberts. The product is True Niagen, and I think I'm really proud to say that it's a breakthrough in scientific nutrition. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.